You're on 981 2NM, and today we're going to catch up with Charlotte McConaghy. She's the author of the book Once There Were Wolves. Our receptionist, Sue, has had a read of it and given it the big thumbs up. So we'll tell Charlotte that first piece of news. How are you this morning, Charlotte?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. So, yep, Sue absolutely adored the book, said it was really interesting. She does have one question to start with, though. Is mirror touch can you pronounce it? Because I can't.
Synesthesia.
There you go. Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing. Yeah, it's a very rare thing, but it is a neurological condition, which basically means that if you have this condition, whatever sensation you witness, you see someone getting punched or slapped, you would feel that punch or slap on your own skin. So
that's
quite an extraordinary thing.
That's extreme empathy, if ever I heard of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you know anyone who's had that condition, or this is just something you found that was interesting and thought you would slot it into the book?
Yep, exactly that. I kind of heard about it a long time ago and was fascinated with it and sort of did a lot of reading about it and kept it in my back pocket for the right character. And then Inti came along, who's the protagonist of this book, and it's a book that's fundamentally about empathy and the lack of empathy and what happens to us when we close ourselves off to that. So it just felt like the perfect kind of thing for her to be grappling with.
So just give us a little outline of the plot behind the book, please.
So Inti is a biologist who is tasked with reintroducing 14 grey wolves into the Scottish Highlands in order to rewild the landscape there because it's kind of dying back. And she faces a lot of kind of pushback from the locals there because it's a densely populated farming community.
Right.
And when the body turns up, she knows that her wolves are likely to be blamed, and so she kind of acts a bit recklessly to save them. And it's a love story and a murder mystery, and it's kind of ultimately about rewilding landscapes and ourselves.
So where did you come up with the concept for the book? Why this particular setting? Why these particular characters?
Well, I started learning about wolves and just became really fascinated with them and with their kind of power over their environment. They're incredible creatures. They are keystone species, which means that they have a trickle-down effect on every other species in their environment. And they also have the power to grow forests and change the course of rivers. So I kind of knew that I really wanted to write a book about wolves. So I'm very fascinated by the fact that they also generate a lot of kind of fear and loathing in people. You know, I think we sort of think of them as these monsters from fairy tales. Despite the fact that they're actually very shy, family-oriented creatures, so that kind of sparked my interest as well. And then the characters kind of came out of that as sort of responses to this beautiful Scottish setting.
So you talk about the effect the wolves have on the landscape. I think a lot of us may have seen something that floats through social media that talks about wolves that were reintroduced to Yellowstone, and that seemed to reset the ecological balance there. Like, they took out some animals that had been taking out grasses, and those grasses meant that other animals could be reintroduced. It's interesting when you think that you take out something that people considered to just be a predator and not realise the ongoing effect for down the chain.
That's exactly right. I mean, it speaks to the fact that everything is really interconnected in a biodiverse environment. We need all of our animals, especially our predators, because without the predators, the herbivores, so the deer, and in our case, it's the kangaroos, just run completely rampant and eat all the tree shoots and all the plants and basically stop anything from being able to grow.
Yes.
So the Yellowstone Project was a really wonderful initiative to bring back the wolves that had been hunted to extinction. And it's worked beautifully. It's been a triumph. It's really kind of rejuvenated that whole landscape.
Because life really is about balance, isn't it? Too much of one thing is not good for somewhere else, is it?
That's absolutely right. And I think that's a really good notion when we look at the idea of rewilding spaces, but also ourselves. I think that's about us finding balance with the natural world once more.
Charlotte McConaghy, thank you very much. I'll tell you that Sue gave it the absolute thumbs up. She truly enjoyed Once There Were Wolves, and I'm sure anybody out there would like to have a read of it as well. Thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it on 2NM today.
Thank you so much for having me.